Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Ugobo by Nomfundo Mo. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Ugobo by Nomfundo Mo is 14 songs deep. It was released on May 26, 2023. The 14 songs amount to 54 minutes and 3 seconds of runtime. There are 8 collaborators on there, some big names including, well, Big Zulu, yeah. And there are multiple producer placements, largely dominated by Nation Cross and Kelimpilo Manyati. So a retention of the cast from her debut album and the deluxe version. Nomfundo Mo decided to go real smooth on the intro called Noyana alongside Bongani Sex. And this song is so smooth, man. It's a great intro. I loved what they did with her vocally. There's something really rich about her performance on this one, and it just made me look forward to listening to the rest of Ugobo and to find out what's the sound gonna be like. That smoothness, that finesse is not something that Nomfundo Mo doesn't know. She's done it and proven it multiple times. And the next track on this album, Uthando Lunye, was actually released earlier in April, doing some fantastic numbers while at it. And before that was Amalobolo with Big Zulu. And this one was unique because there was a sound to it which really resonates in that, you know, Kasi South Africa space, if I should say so. And just imagine your weddings, your functions, that's the kind of song you want to play there. And I really thought about it, and to me this was exactly what Nomfundo Mo's brand is leaning towards, and it kind of does a good job of bridging the gap between the worlds anyway when we think about, you know, the Kasi life and then, you know, that north life, that upper life. So the more I got into Ugobo, I started to really feel like there was an extension from Amagama on this album. And this is a good thing because Amagama was brilliant. Amagama Deluxe was even more brilliant. And here we are with Ugobo. One theme that I could pick, for example, let's take the song Umjolo O Healthy, which is a fantastic title, by the way. Think about one song from a previous project which has that same feel, Sundays Are For Lovers. And her titling of songs is very carefully crafted, and there's something supremely awesome about it because it relates to, you know, us as relatively young people, but at the same time there's a catchiness which makes you just wonder what's this song all about. And what Nomfundo Mo is really saying on this song is, look, this year what I really want, I want a healthy love, I want a good love, I want a love that doesn't make me cry. And I think people are going to latch on to the title for starters, but they're going to absolutely fall in love with the music. And this one she performs with Afrotraction, and wow, this is a really well done song, again in that smooth realm. And vocally, I really loved what they did on the chorus again. I sound like a broken record because I did say the same thing on Amagama Deluxe, the review, when I did it last year. And here we are a few months later, and same thing. They've really stuck to a certain formula, which works, and stepped a little bit outside of it just to try a few other things. So good on you guys. On the song Istombe, I started feeling that bit of nostalgia, that Afropop with a bit of R&B, you know, in there. And it reminded me of one of the best songs to ever come out of Zimbabwe called Tombo Fara, and it has that sort of feel within that lane. And this relates to a lot of Nomfundo Mo music. There's something nostalgic about it which takes you back, but then very modernized in the execution and even some of the sonics, and even better yet, the way she sings it and how everything is then glued together, which up until now, and this is her second album, you know, a sophomore album, and she's still doing it well, and she is still wowing us with the same thing. It's like, okay, you've really tapped into something, and now I'm 100% confident. She is the only artist that sounds like Nomfundo Mo, and nobody even comes close. And for her to do something like this and craft a sound where on Ugobo it's now like a mainstay, it's now her sound, is really impressive. In having said that, she also slots in some surprises, for example Umele, which there's an Afrobeats feel to it, definitely more to the Afrobeat side. And think of songs like maybe Sete, how it was executed, the beat, the instrumentation is that Afrobeats kind of thing, but the execution is 110% South African. This is what you get with Umele. Same sort of feel. And from a groove perspective, it is mid-tempo, so you find yourself, you know, tapping your feet, nodding your head with a bit of, you know, pace to it. Don't forget to follow me on YouTube as well. The handle is MJ Uemoto, and that's also the same handle on Instagram, Twitter, wherever. In the midst of all that, then you get your straight up R&B type jams like Ndaba Zabantu, and you get that picture that this is Nomfundo Mo. She's versatile. She's got a lane, but she is versatile enough that within that lane, you still get different versions of who she is. And Ugobo does that beautifully, beautifully from start to finish. All 14 tracks, intro, outro, they got it. You know, overall, after listening to this album, I sat down for maybe about a minute or two without any music on, just wondering, like, so what does this mean for Nomfundo Mo? And I really think she's got the perfect team. She's on a label, Universal Music South Africa, and she's got a good head on her shoulders. At this point in time, her potential is limitless in terms of where she could take this. And what will be interesting to see as her career progresses is how much she wants to stay in this lane or how much she wants to experiment as she goes. Because within this particular lane, like I said, she's the only person that's in it. For starters, she's crafted and created her own sound together with her team. So very well done. And she's there, you know, awards and everything else as well. I still genuinely think her star is much bigger than South Africa. That's what I feel. But for her to get to where I think she could go, particularly internationally, we'll need a certain creative direction and also PR positioning that will sell her to the right crowds outside, to the right people, to the right creatives in the industry. And she's going to become unstoppable once that's realized. At this point, musically, there's nothing to fault here. The entire album is, the musicality is right up there. I mean, top tier musicality. None of this like, maybe it's okay. No. This album is fire. All her work has been fire, and as this time taken to it. So now it's really about how much do you want to grow the star. Very well done. Ugobo is a fantastic album. I could listen to it from start to finish multiple times, honestly, without a doubt. In fear of starting to sound like a broken record, I am going to end here. I rate Ugobo by Nomfundo Mo a solid 8.3 out of 10. It is a beautiful album, majestic in many ways, she has truly, truly put her name in the upper echelon of South African music. And now the sky is not even the limit anymore. She's got places to go. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dane Dane.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.